KFIZ News Time coming up on 9:40 as we bring you a Fond du Lac Today here this morning on this April 29th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning. As we wrap up April and head into May, a lot of folks thinking about summer and summer vacations. Just told you about the survey a few moments ago, seeing people are going to be trying to cram the stuff they didn't do last summer into this summer, and that might mean some travel. And we're joined by renowned energy expert, author of a new book coming out, Jay Hakes, joining us here this morning to talk about travel trends, especially when it comes to gas prices and airlines. Going to talk about some different things we're seeing as we prepare for probably at least a somewhat normal travel season. Jay joins us on the phone lines here this morning. Jay, thanks for the time. How are you today?
It's great to be with you, Spencer. We're all looking forward to maybe a vacation this year.
That is true. After staying at home, staying safe over the last year or so, I think we're all ready for some sort of normalcy. Just kind of in general, I know there's a lot of stats out there showing kind of where we stand right now and comparing it to where we were just a year ago in 2020. But in general, from like kind of a travel and an industry perspective, just how different is 2021 so far compared to just 365 days ago?
Well, last year was a terrific outlier because all of a sudden, with almost no notice, people quit driving and quit flying, and so prices just collapsed. If you look at the wholesale price of crude oil, for at least a couple hours, it got down to below zero because there was so much oil coming through the pipes that there was no place to store it. So, you know, from a historical standpoint, one way to look at it is 2021 is going to be a little bit like pre-COVID, not like last year. Last year, you could get cheap hotel rooms, you could keep cheap gasoline, but you couldn't travel. Mm-hmm. So this year, you can travel. And you'll pay probably, I mean, there's some unknowns out there exactly what's going to happen, but we're looking at prices pretty much like they were in 2018 and 2019. Not any real big shocks if you look at it that way.
So not fully back, but trending upward, fair to say?
Well, what happened in the interim is that the producers cut back. You know, we're always dealing with the OPEC nations that regulate their production up and down. And even our producers on private lands in the United States, they cut back their production because they were having trouble selling what they were producing. So I think all the producers realize that they're going to need to produce more oil this summer than they did last summer. So they're getting prepared for that. But we're also, you know, we're part of a world market. So when India is having these huge problems, that's a big country, and they use gasoline, too. So the gasoline demand there is not bouncing back. So I think the market is pretty much expecting that people are going to travel more, that more will have to be supplied than last year. And it seems like there's enough production available to handle that. Now, could it go even faster and even more people travel than are expected? Well, that would put more pressure on prices.
We're about a month out, obviously, from Memorial Day weekend. That's the unofficial start to summer, as we all know. And just with 2021 feeling a lot more like normal, even with the pandemic still going on and, you know, people still getting their vaccines and all that stuff that's come with it. Are we looking at kind of a normal summer gas price season? Is there going to be a peak at some point, a valley at some point? What's the industry showing when it comes to what we're going to see for the summer period this year?
Well, you know, for most people in the oil business and gasoline business, this isn't their first rodeo. So, you know, usually in the periods at the end of winter when people aren't traveling so much, that's when they do the maintenance at the refineries and, you know, sort of get that out of the way so that they can produce pretty much full bore when they get to the vacation season. So I wouldn't expect to see a shock out there. Now, there's three things that I think people who care about this want to look at. One is, you know, the numbers the last few days have been even better on COVID. So that could build confidence even more rapidly than we're expecting, particularly for drivers. I wouldn't expect the airline usage to go up as much. And then we've got to keep an eye on OPEC and Russia and how much they're producing. And then there was a new problem that came up in the last few days, that they're worried if there are there enough truck drivers to deliver the gasoline to the stations, because a lot of those drivers weren't so busy last year. So maybe they went out and found other jobs, and they can't just hire anybody off the street because there's a lot of training involved to be able to drive one of these big trucks. So that's something to keep an eye on, too. I don't think nationally that would gum up the system, but, you know, you have to keep an eye in every area and see, is there some delivery problem? I would hope that the Department of Energy and the Department of Transportation are keeping an eye on that so we don't have a problem. So none of us can predict exactly what's going to happen. But I think in most areas of the country where, you know, gasoline's not going to go over $3 a gallon. Now, in California, it will. But, you know, and that's kind of a magic point. People are kind of used to prices somewhat under $3, and that seems to be what we're looking at. So, you know, people will have to look at hotel rooms because they operate on the same kind of market principles. You know, if all of a sudden people are traveling, you know, I live in New Orleans, and I was looking at some beach hotels in Florida over Mother's Day weekend, and boy, the prices were much higher than I expected. So we'll have to keep an eye on everything. But I certainly, you know, I don't. If a person's making their plans right now, I don't think they have to be deterred by the fact that they're going to have to pay something that's way out of line. Now, you know, my book that you were kind enough to mention, I talk about the 1970s. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a history of that period, and people remember gasoline lines and stations totally out of fuel, and you know, it was just chaos for a while. And the good news is we're not looking at anything like that.
Talking with Jay Hakes here this morning, talking about summer travel. We'll talk more about your book in just a second. When it comes to gas prices, though, I pulled up AAA and their average gas prices here this morning. They have Wisconsin at $2.74 a gallon. And the gas station across the street from us is at $2.54, so a little bit under that. Like you said, it's probably impossible to tell what that's going to do in the next month, 2 months, 3 months. But is that about where we can expect to pay here as we head into the summer months, around that $2.74 mark?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. And your local station there is a deal. you know, in Louisiana, we have a little bit lower prices, and so we're I can buy it for about $2.58, I think. And so if you're getting it, you know, under $2.60 in Wisconsin, I'd grab it. But yeah, and you know, as I say, none, you know, I've been looking at oil prices for decades, and I've made some mistakes. Usually they were involved with OPEC doing something that we didn't expect, and OPEC's not as powerful as they used to be because the United States has really ramped up its production, so we're not as vulnerable to those foreign influences. So, yeah, I think the AAA numbers, and they go out and survey a lot of stations, so that's a good source. I think that's going to hold up. That may go up a bit, but I'd be surprised if prices got over $3 in Wisconsin.
Last note on gas prices when it comes to driving. Any particular tips for people that are planning that trip? I know you said that they shouldn't be planning for over $3 a gallon gas, at least if they're planning right now. Anything else that you think consumers should watch out for as they plan their summer trips here in 2021?
Well, I'm a big fan of the transition to the more electrified vehicle, whether it's a plug-in hybrid or an all-EV, and it depends on, you know, how far people have to get on the battery charge. But my kids just bought a new plug-in hybrid car, so they're getting a lot of their fuel from the electric plug, not just from the gasoline. So a person that's worried about the long-term price of gasoline, they have other options now. So mm-hmm. I don't think anyone's going to rush out and buy a car for the vacation, or but some will. So if someone's buying a new car for that trip, to take a look at maybe a hybrid electric, and they can plug it in, find out where the recharge stations are, and if they don't have access to that, they still can run the car on gasoline. So that's one interesting way to deal with the issue.
Don't want to overlook the airlines. A lot of people might be flying, maybe taking that trip down to Florida or West Coast, East Coast, wherever it may be. Anything in particular folks should watch out for when planning a trip by air this summer?
Yeah, I think the airlines are rejiggering their routes and trying to adapt. The convention business hasn't really picked up. You know, in New Orleans, we have a lot of conventions coming in here, and we're starting to see the conventions get rescheduled. So that part of airline traffic hasn't really appeared yet. And I think some people are driving, here in New Orleans, we could either drive or fly to Houston or to Atlanta. And I think probably more people are tilting towards the drive rather than the airline. But as people feel safer, then the airline becomes a lot more attractive. But I think most experts see the bounce back in travel is going to affect the automobile sooner than it will affect the air traffic.
Jay, before we let you go, I know you've got a book. It's called Energy Crisis, Nixon, Ford, Carter, and Hard Choices in the 1970s. Give us a synopsis, and if people want to pick up a copy, how can they do that?
Yeah, they had, the 1970s had three big interruptions in oil supplies because of turmoil in the Middle East. The first one was the Arab oil embargo in 1973. And I was very aware of this. I lived through it. I've studied it. But there were a lot of nagging questions I had. So I'm telling the story based on years of research, going to archives. I even went to the AAA archives down in Orlando, Florida, to get back to their records of what stations were running out of gasoline. And I got the private classified conversations we were having with Saudi Arabia. So I think it's an interesting story. And people can go to my website, jayhakes.com, jayhakes.com. They can go to Amazon, type in Jay Hakes, and get the book Energy Crises. It's named Energy Crises, which was a good choice for a book coming out right now because, we had the Texas electricity shortage, and there's always some problem going on in the field of energy. So I think it's relevant today, even though it's a story about the 1970s, which was probably the most important decade in energy history.
Very cool. Jay, we appreciate your insight. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
Thanks, Spencer. I really enjoyed it.
Jay Hakes, joining us here this morning. He's an energy expert, author of the new book, Energy Crises, Nixon, Ford, Carter, and Hard Choices in the 1970s. Talking about what we're looking at the pump this year, heading into what could be a pretty busy summer travel season for 2021. Appreciate Jay joining us here this morning.